This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You've covered sports. You've been in some of the most passionate sports towns in the country already. Did that inspire you to get this show going?
You know, it's funny, Tim. Actually, the origin of the show actually goes back about 12, 13 years. Myself and three other Temple grads, we met at Temple. We're very good friends. We've sort of had this idea for a long time. And it wasn't until about 18 months ago that we really decided to go for it. But we have long thought, theorized, described what the perfect sports town would look like, could look like, and sort of where our American sports towns rank in that order. But we just decided to go for it. Like, let's go find the best sports town in America.
So how does this show work? Are you ranking sports towns? How, in terms of finding the best sports town, how does the whole thing work?
We really want to wrangle people up. We really want to put sports towns down. No, absolutely not. No, this show was really about connecting. It's really about finding not only, you know, are your teams really good? Is your food in your town really exquisite? Are the places to stay really unique? Are the attractions exciting? But it's ultimately about the people that make up these towns. You know, the people who go to the games, who build their schedules around it, who live and die with their teams, a lot like people in Philadelphia, right? Those are the greatest sports towns. And this show is about finding those communities, explaining our sports-crazed culture, and trying to put the places and names and faces to all of that to really reach a connection that says, we all love sports for a specific reason. Let's go find out what those reasons are regionally.
And like Philadelphia, you're talking about fans have been fans for generations. It's passed on.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, Philadelphia has this underdog mentality, right? And I think we sort of fashion ourselves as the underdog city. But I think if you were to look around at what we found in our limited travels so far, we have plenty more cities planned for sports town. A lot of cities see themselves in that way too. And I think explaining why that is and the psychology behind a lot of fan bases around the country is really some of the most fun that the four of us get out of it.
And where have you been so far?
So far, we've been to Lexington, Kentucky. We've had conversations with a lot of other places, including Philadelphia. Myself, Rudy Mezzi, Rob Sisowitz, Patrick Rosenbaum, all of us Temple grads are the four primary stakeholders who work on the show. We're all from the Philadelphia area, all went to Temple. So Philly is coming. We're in pre-production on a Philly episode right now. We've had a lot of conversations with other NFL cities and the NFL itself, actually. And we're sort of in the process of mapping out a true season one. So you may see Green Bay, Wisconsin in there. You may see a Buffalo, New York in there. You may see, some popular colleges, maybe a me camping out in Krzyzewskiville one day. A lot of these conversations are ongoing, and towns are really interested. Towns want us to come there because at the end of the day, we are celebrating the fabric of their city.
Right. It's not just pro towns, like you mentioned, college towns, right? So
interesting. Anything interesting, yeah. Right? I think as a viewer, if you were to watch a show that was just like, here's all 30 NFL cities, here's every MLB city, that just gets kind of boring. And honestly, some of the best sporting events in the country are one-off sporting events or smaller sporting events. A great example of that is Lincoln, Nebraska. Put 90,000 people into a football stadium to watch an exhibition volleyball game. That is remarkable to me. That is something we want to go check out. The Kentucky Derby, the Indianapolis 500, the Waste Management Tour in Phoenix. Like, that one we may have to slap a mature rating on. But like, those one-off sporting events that people talk about every year, like every week of the 52 weeks, right? Like, that week is for that sporting event. That's what carries the headlines. Like, those events are ones you want to go to as well, because we really want this to be an experience for the viewer. This is a elevated experiential sports content show, right? We want you to watch Sports Town and come away with it thinking, I would love to go there. And this show just curated the perfect sports weekend for me.
So anything in particular you've eaten or drank at some of these places? Because obviously that's a big draw, you know, your tailgates, or just places, restaurants, whatever the case, where you really, something memorable.
I'm a big bourbon drinker. I love bourbon. I'm a collector. I'm a drinker. I love it. That's just because I lived in Louisville for a long time before, you know, coming back to Philly, working at CBS3. So when we did our Lexington episode, we did a very comprehensive tour of Buffalo Trace, where they keep some of the most rare bourbons in the world in the Rick houses. So, you know, to stand among some of those bottles that cost $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 on the secondary market, that's just like, you know, a quick nail poke away from me to be able to slurp some of that up would have been great. But to like be in the presence and understand the history of, you know, America's spirit was really fun.
And anything else you want to add, or something I may have missed about the show that you're putting together?
Please check us out. You know, Sports Town only happens because of its fans. This is a homegrown grassroots show. It's high quality. We put a lot of love and care into this because this is what the four of us want to be doing. Please check it out. Sports Town Show on all socials. And our first pilot episode in Lexington, Kentucky comes out March 6th. So yeah, please check us out. We hope you like the show. Let us know if you do. Let us know if you don't.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.